Leslie Smith on the road to rescue for Dogtime.com and Animal Radio Network. Some places make such an impression on you, they change your life. After my first visit to Northern New Mexico's Heart and Soul Sanctuary, I left my corporate job to concentrate full-time on animal welfare. My visit to Heart and Soul wasn't the only reason for the career change, but it definitely played a role. I was profoundly moved by the stories of abused and neglected animals who found safe haven there. 2 years later, I'm back for my second visit, and founder Natalie Owings wastes no time bringing me up to date on the new arrivals, including three nursing mothers and their pups. She begins with the story of Sweetie.
She was found running at large, just as a stray dog, when she was pregnant at a place called Crown Point. And then she was picked up from there, and she was taken over to another place on the reservation, and then she was brought here. But this little mother was full of worms. She was trying to feed seven puppies. She was also trying to lactate, in other words, nurse these puppies, on no nutrition whatsoever. Nobody was feeding her. The amazing thing about this lovely dog, whom we named Sweetie, is that she is such a warm, loving animal. Her heart is just as big as a mountain. She expects me to care for her. You can see it in her eyes. And she comes to see me, and she comes to get me, and I go into her nursery, and I help her clean up and help her with her feeding and everything. But she is so good-natured and so lovely. She doesn't hold any hard feelings the way you would expect her to, or the way a human would. She'll probably live here on the sanctuary for the rest of her life. We will have some of her puppies adopted out, but we always keep one puppy for the mother.
The sanctuary spreads out over 130 acres. It's woodsy and green with a Midwestern farmhouse feel. It's hard to believe we're in the middle of a state that's mostly desert. Each species, and there's everything from llamas to chickens, has its own expansive area, and many are free to come and go as they please. The place is truly breathtaking, and I can only imagine what it's like to wake up to these surroundings as a dog, especially considering the conditions most of these dogs had come from.
These animals have been surviving on garbage and contaminated water. They have not been attended to. This is the case here in the Southwest in New Mexico, which is the worst in the nation. They always have worms. They have bacterial infections. They always have internal parasites, which have to be treated with antibiotics. They often have upper respiratory infections. Sometimes they have broken legs. We have to bring each and every animal, even puppies, into the veterinary hospital for a complete exam. Now, some are, of course, a lot worse off than others, but I've never even received a puppy here at the sanctuary that didn't have worms and that didn't have internal parasites, never once. They always need to be medicated and brought back to health. So rehabilitation is the one thing that we're at all the time.
Despite the relentless ups and downs, Owings seems remarkably zen. You can hear the composure in her voice. Still, I was surprised at her answer when I asked her how running the sanctuary, which she started 11 years ago, had changed her life.
I have had the sanctuary in three different locations now. And the nonprofit status granted by the IRS has been in existence for 11 years. But prior to that time, I had the sanctuary anyway. I mean, I wasn't a nonprofit organization, but it didn't matter. I was still rescuing dogs and cats and taking care of them. So my first dogs I rescued 30 years ago, so it's been a long time. The manner in which it changed my life is a hard question to answer. I don't think it changed my life at all. I was simply able to do what I always wanted to do. And people were funding it almost right off the bat. So I've been very encouraged.
There are photos everywhere in the main quarters Owing shares with the sanctuary's dogs. My eyes land on a picture of a terrier that's been so mistreated, it's hard to even look. I beg her to tell me that this story has a happy ending. She nods and says that it does, but she can't talk about it. Some stories, no matter how blissful their outcomes, are just too difficult to relive. Instead, she offers this.
There's one horse that we have here who was brought in here one afternoon to my complete surprise. This local fellow just started walking through the gate, and he was leading this little white horse. And she was so skinny and so bony, I wondered if she could even make it in here. She was so weak, she couldn't even hardly hold her head up. Her head was always down. And this man, he said right to me, he said, "I have no further use for this horse." So obviously, the horse went right into my heart. and her name was Jasmine. I just let the man go, and I took the horse. And this was last April, and that horse has gained 150 pounds. And she's perfectly lovely, and she's loving, and she's adorable. Everybody loves Jasmine. So her life has been turned around, and she runs to see you at the gate, and she's just so, so sweet. She's a true success story here.
I'm Leslie Smith on the Road to Rescue for Dogtime.com and Animal Radio Network.